Jai Te Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Sri Advaita Radha Shiva Chadi Gaur Bhaktavedanta Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Radha Shiva Shadi Gaura Bhaktavedanta Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Radha Shiva Chadi Gaura Bhaktavedanta Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada. Jai Gauranitai, 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 Jai Gauranitai. Jai Radha Rasi Hari Radha Rasi Hari Radhe. Jai Sita Radha Sararoma, Jai Sita Radha Sararoma. Hari Ba, Hari Ba, Hari Ba, Hari Ba. Hare Ba, Hare Ba, Hare Ba, Hare Ba, Hare Ba, Hare Ba. Hare Ba. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Prem Jagacharya Asasarasata Sri Srimad His Divine Geshe-la Becha Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Maharaj Ki Sri Sri Radha Radhari Ki Gaur Premananda Sri All Glory to Samadavaris All Glory to Samadavaris All Glory to Samadavaris All Glory to Sri Guru and Sri Guru Is that man Bhima? He's not Bhima. मेरा गला थोड़ा खराब है माय थ्रोट इज नॉट बैड ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Class, English, Hindi? point of... So I speak in what? English, sab samajhte ho? Okay, English. So, when I come to Bombay, I forget speaking English. So, now I have to put my brain on the English track. Usually it's on the Hindi track in India. Okay, so, jin bhakton ko angreji samajh nahi aati, unse vinti hai, wo piche baithe, wahan hindi mein anuvad hoga. और जिन माताओं को हिंदी समझ नहीं आती इंग्लिश समझ नहीं आता उनके लिए भी निवेदन है वो हु विल ट्रांसलेट फॉर द माता जीज एनी वॉलंटियर्स समबडी कैन ट्रांसलेट फॉर द माता जीज नो वॉलंटियर्स यू कैन डू इट ओके सो टेक द लेडीज हु डोंट अंडरस्टैंड इंग्लिश इन द बैक एंड ट्रांसलेट Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 23, Text 35. Excuse me, I have a nasal effect in my voice. I have a slight cold. Dhanyam, Yashashyam, Ayushyam, Swargyam, Kali, Malapaham, Dharmartha, Kama Mokshanam Samyak Siddhim Abhipshubhi Shaddhayata Anushravyam Chaturnam Karanam Param Dhanyamishasham Ayushyam Swargyam Kali Malapaham Dharmartha Kama Mokshanam Samyak Siddhim Abhipshubhi Shaddhayaitar Anushravyam Chaturnam Karanam Param Dhanyam Yashasyam Ayushyam Swargyam Kali Malapaham Dharmartha Kama Mokshanam Samyak Siddhim Abhipshubhi Shadhayatar Anushravyam Chaturnam Karanam Param Swallowing. It's okay. It's okay. Matajis. Mataji's Dhanyam, the source of riches. Yashasyam, the source of reputation. Ayushyam, the source of an increased span of life. Swargyam, the source of elevation to the heavenly planets. Kali, of the age of Kali. Mala apaham, decreasing the contamination. Dharma, religion. Artha, economic development. Kama, sense gratification. Mokshanam, of liberation. Samya, completely. Siddhim, perfection. Avipsubhi, by those desiring. Shraddhaya, with great respect. Eta, this narration. Anushravyam, must one hear. Chaturnam, of the four. Kumar Karanam, cause. Param, ultimate. By hearing the narration of Prithu Maharaj, one will become great, increase the duration of life, gain promotion to the heavenly planets, and counteract the contaminations of the age of Kali. In addition, one can promote the cause of religion, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation. Therefore, from all sides, it is advisable for a materialistic person who is interested in such things to read and hear the narrations of the life and character of Prithu Maharaj. Put by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki. By reading and hearing the narrations of the life and character of Prithu Maharaj, one can actually become a devotee. And as soon as one becomes a devotee, the material desires automatically become fulfilled. Therefore, it is recommended in Srimad Bhagavatam, Akama sarva kama va moksha kama udaradhi tevrena bhakti yogena yujeta purusham param. If a person wants to return home back to Godhead, or wants to become a pure devotee, or wants some material possessions, or wants to merge into the existence of the Supreme Brahman, effulgence, is recommended to take to the path of devotional service in inherent chant of Lord Vishnu or of his devotee. This is the sum and substance of all Vedic literature. Vedesha sarveda aham eva vedayo. The purpose of Vedic knowledge is to understand Krishna and his devotees. Whenever we speak of Krishna, we refer to his devotees, for he is not alone. He is never nirvisena or sunya, without variety or zero. Krishna is full of variety, and as soon as Krishna is present, there cannot be any question of voidism. Om Jnanti Minandasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshuran Militan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Didati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamlan Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajevam Sadvetam Sodhutam Prijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanitam Shah Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sutidevi Pranamami Haribe Vancha Kalpa Taribhyasha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha वदीनानां पवनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद। हरे हरे कृष्ण धन्यमिषाश्यम अयुष्यम स्वर्ग्यम काली मलापहम धर्मार्थ काम मोक्षानाम सम्यक सिद्धिम अभिक्षुभे श्रद्धायत अनुश्रव्यम चतुर्णम करणम परम। So Maitreya Rishi is a speaker of this verse, and this chapter is entitled Prithviraj Going Back to Godhead. And for the last three chapters, you've been reading about the wonderful characteristics of King Prithu. Who was King Prithu? Who? He's the Shaktavesh avatar. And he appeared as a king. And he gave his citizens instructions about the importance of spiritual life. His father, King Vena, was godless, atheistic, demonic. He ordered all the houses of the Brahmanas to be burnt. And ultimately, the Brahmanas had to curse him to die. And the Brahmanas were so powerful that just by chanting mantras, they could curse a man to die. They did not need A-47s. These days, if you want to kill somebody, you need an A-47 or something. But the Brahmanas, just by chanting mantras, they could kill someone if they wanted to. Of course, they would never misuse their position. In the case of King Vena, they only used it because of King Vena's demonic policies. People were suffering. Just like today, people are suffering everywhere. Nobody is happy within material life. Everyone's complaining, oh, itna mehngai ho gaya, so expensive, no water, no this, no that. Why? Because of the demonic leadership. The leadership is not God-centered, and when the leadership is not God-centered, there will be shortage of everything. And as you know, any intelligent man knows, we are headed for a world of shortages. And the most scarce product is going to be water. And water is going to be so scarce that people will be fighting and robbing each other just to get some water. Now when the thief comes to your house, he never steals your Bisleri water. When the thief comes to the house, he steals gold, silver, cash, isn't it? Have you ever heard of anyone coming and stealing your water bottles? But a day will come, not too far, another 20, 30 years, when people will be killing each other for water. So, when the leadership is not God conscious, then this is a natural result. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, food grains come, you do rainfall. Rainfall comes when there is dharma, yajna. And yajna means performing religious duties. So King Prithu, when he became the king, he instructed the citizens about the importance of worshipping the Lord. In the previous chapter, you have read about previous King Prithu instructions to his citizens. If every head of state gave such exemplary instructions, then society would be prosperous. Yesterday I was hearing a lecture by Prabhupada in which he was saying that in King Yudhishthira's time, society was so opulent that the cows used to give so much milk that the whole agriculture, the fields would be full of milk. It was the rivers were full of water, the oceans were full of water, and the earth was full of grains. This is the result of a God-centered society, God-centered leadership. Now, bring Pritho, in the previous chapter you also read how he received the Kumaras and how he got instructions from the Kumaras about how to progress in spiritual life. Even though King Prithu was a Shaktivishavatar, he still took direction from Sanat Kumar. When the Kumaras came in a very exemplary manner, he washed their feet, took the water on his head, gave them all respect. What does this show? This shows that even the Lord sets the example how to receive a saintly person. We know how even the Supreme Lord, how he served Sandipani Muni, his spiritual master, and how he washed the lotus feet of Sudama, Brahman. So King Prithu gave his citizens instructions, and then he decided to depart from this world. Therefore, this chapter that you're reading is called King Prithu Going Back to Home. Now, back to home means back to Godhead. In normal life, when you say going back home, it means going back where your father, mother, brother stay, isn't it? And when somebody is away from home, he doesn't like it too much. But in spiritual life, when you talk about going back home, what do you mean? Going back to Godhead, your real home. This is not temporary home. So King Prithu, again in a very exemplary manner, prepared for his departure from the world. What did he do? He went to the forest. That forest was called Tapovan. And there again, he performed extreme austerities. He ate tree trunks, not chawal, dal, pakoras and sweet rice. And then for weeks and weeks, he would take only water. Just like Dhruva Maharaj, when he went to the Madhuvan forest to perform austerities, what was he eating? In the first month, every 3 days. And what was he eating every 3 days? Dry grass. In the first month he was eating fruits, not mangoes, that Maharashtra is famous for. He was eating fruits that monkeys eat. Like when you go on Govardhan Parikram, you throw some chanas to the monkeys. So he was eating fruits that the monkeys eat. In the second month, every 6 days, dry grass. In the third month, only water. This is just an example. So King Prithu, for weeks and weeks, he lived only on water. And he was practicing complete meditation on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And because he was practicing complete meditation on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was just thinking about the Supreme Lord also. And then he departed from this planet. He departed from this planet in a very glorious way. Ante Narayan Smriti. Mold your life in such a way that at the moment of death, you can also think of Krishna. In the 8th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains Wherever your mind is at the moment of death, that's the type of body you will get. If at the moment of death you're thinking about, oh, my favorite cricket team lost a match. Because these days everybody, cricket has become the new devta of India. Everyone's occupied with cricket. Read any newspaper, half the newspaper is about cricket. So let's say people are so obsessed with cricket. My team, huh? India or Mumbai or whatever, is losing the match or won the match. Oh, great. Then your next life, you'll become a grass on a cricket field. So you're still, they're playing cricket on your head. Suppose you're thinking, why build such a big house in Juhu? I labored so hard, but I could only live over there for 30 years, at least 50 years Krishna should allow me to live. Then you can keep taking a birth for 20 years in that house, but as a khatmal, as an ant, or some insignificant incense in the house. And if at the moment of death you're thinking, I've served Radha Rasbihari all my life, how beautiful they are, then you go back to Godhead. So wherever your mind is, that's where you go at the moment of death. And King Prithu had his mind firmly fixed at the lotus feet of the Lord. And while meditating at the lotus feet of the Lord, he gave up his body. So this is the perfect way of giving up our body. Bhishma Dev had the great fortune of meditating at the lotus feet of the Lord, because the Lord was so kind that he came at his bedside along with the Pandavas and the demigods. And Bhishma Dev, while meditating at the lotus feet of the Lord, gave up his body. So Prabhupada discusses this point in the first canto of the Bhagavatam. And if I was to ask all of you, how many of you would like to give up your body the way Bhishma Dev did? Everyone would say yes. But then if I was to ask you, do you think Krishna will come and stand at your bedside like he did in the case of Bhishma Dev? He will? No. But Prabhupada says, you can get the same benefit that Bhishma Dev got when he left his body thinking about the lotus feet of the Lord, if you're chanting the Hare Krishna mantra or hearing Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. If you die hearing the holy name and hearing Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, then at the moment of death, what will happen to you? You'll go back to Godhead. Same benefit that Bhishma Dev got. Now, we have just briefly summarized Prithu Maharaja's glorious position. So what is Maitreya Rishi saying in this verse? Maitreya Rishi, in this verse and the few previous verses, is emphasizing one important point. Who knows what is an important point that he's emphasizing? Who knows? Everyone doesn't understand English. He's emphasizing hearing the glories of a pure devotee. He was emphasizing the importance of hearing about the Lord and his devotee. The Lord and his devotee are inseparable. Sometimes devotees say, oh, I worship Krishna. But these devotees, I have no respect for them. That's also very offensive. You can't separate the Lord from his devotees. Of course, Prithu Maharaj is a pure devotee, Shakta Vaishavatar, incarnation of the Lord. So, Lord Shiva, in the Shiva Purana, explains how worship of Vishnu is supreme. But then he goes on to explain that even more supreme than the worship of Vishnu is the worship of his devotee. So the scriptures emphasize the exalted position of a devotee of the Lord in the Bhagavatam. You read the story of Amrish Maharaj and Durvasa Muni. You read how Durvasa Muni was envious of the exalted position of Amrish Maharaj. And then you read how Durvasa Muni really produced a demon to annihilate Amrish Maharaj. And then the Lord releases Sudarshan Chakra that came to the rescue of Amrish Maharaj. Now this Sudarshan Chakra was chasing Durvasa Muni. Whenever the Durvasa Muni ran, the Sudarshan Chakra was behind him. And finally, the Lord, Durvasa Muni was able to meet the Lord. And he begged forgiveness from the Lord. But the Lord said, my devotees reside in my heart, and I reside in the heart of my devotee. Therefore, what do you have to do? Go and beg forgiveness from whom? From the devotees of the Lord. So, a devotee of the Lord is in a very exalted position. And Prabhupada in the purport quotes this famous verse from the second canto, the Kama Sarva Kama Va Moksha Kama Dharadhi Devrena Bhakti Yogena Yajeta Purusham Padam. This, there's a similar verse also in the first canto. And the verse is saying, doesn't matter what your desire is. You want liberation. You want material benefit. You want fame. You want power. Whatever the reason, it doesn't matter what you do. Just worship Krishna. Just like in the seventh chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains, Chaturvidha Bhajante Mam. People come to me, you do four factors. What are the four factors? One who wants wealth, one who is inquisitive, genuine seeker of knowledge, and one who is in distress. Krishna says, all these four are to be considered to be punyatma. At least they are worshipping me. The power of bhakti is so strong that even if you have some material motives, you'll get purified. You see, in the Bhagavatam, you read the story of Dhruva Maharaj, how Dhruva was insulted by his stepmother, how he was stopped from sitting on his father's lap. And Dhruva, in order to avenge this, what did he do? He went to the forest to look for God. And he performed extreme austerities that we have just listed. Now, Dhruva's intention was to get a kingdom more opulent than any of his predecessors. And so that his stepmother could see that Dhruva has got such a kingdom bigger than her husband's. But he got so purified by meditating on the Lord. He got so purified by meditating on the Lord that when the Lord offered him the benediction to ask for any opulence, what did Dhruva say? He said, I came looking for broken cut glass, but now I found a diamond. So it doesn't matter what your motive is, approach the Supreme Lord. So Maitreya Rishi is saying here, by hearing the narration of Prithu, one can become great. Because when you hear about the the activities of a pure devotee, then you also get purified. The emphasis on these verses is on one important point: Shravanam Kirtanam. If your Shravanam Kirtanam is there, then you will progress spiritually. If your Shravanam Kirtanam is weak, then it is impossible to progress. So what does Shravanam Kirtanam mean? Prahlad Maharaj was questioned by his father. His father had endeavored hard to get Prahlad's teachers. Prahlad had two teachers in school, Sanda and Amarka, who were both the sons of Shukracharya. And they were instructed by Hiranyakashipu, make my son forget his attachment for Vishnu. So the father placed the son on the lap and said, son, describe to me, what did you learn in school today? And the son responded by saying, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasenam Acham Mandyam Dasyam Sakyam Atanivedam. He explained the ninefold process of devotional service. It begins with Shravanam and Kirtanam. Now this Shravanam and Kirtanam includes the following. Of course, it includes hearing the glories of the holy name. The holy name is our most important possession. My sabse mahatvapurn sampati. This holy name is the key to spiritual advancement. Therefore, our goal should be to chant the holy names all the time. Prithu Maharaj, when he went to the forest, he was engaged in devotional service 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day he was engaged in devotional service when he was in Tapovan. So, our goal should be to hear the holy name. And the more attentive we are in hearing the holy name, the faster will be our spiritual advancement. Just like in the 10th offense. What is the 10th offense in chanting the holy name? Rasvanama Pratyaya. To maintain material attachment in spite of chanting the holy name. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains, this 10th offense has a second part to it. And the second part is to be inattentive in chanting the holy name. So when you're chanting the holy name, you should also be attentive in chanting the holy name. That means you hear what you're chanting. And it's very nice that devotees here are making an endeavor now to chant non-stop in the temple till 7:40, and then they relax a little bit, but they stay in the temple compound. So if our chanting is attentive and regular, then chetu darpan marjanam, then the heart will be cleansed very fast. And then along with that there will be another positive development. What is that? Ananda buddhi vardhanam. There will be the realization of unlimited spiritual bliss. And when you have spiritual bliss, then you don't think about material bliss. You only think about material bliss when you're lacking in spiritual bliss. When you have spiritual happiness, then you don't think of material happiness. So the root cause of spiritual happiness is attentive Shravanam Kirtanam. And the root cause of material desires still troubling us even after initiation is weakened chanting and hearing. So attentive chanting and hearing, as you've often heard, is a must for spiritual advancement. So hearing and chanting of the holy names of the Lord is, of course, paramount, most important. But in addition, we can also chant and hear about the Lord's devotees. What is the Srimad Bhagavatam? The Srimad Bhagavatam is nothing but a storybook divided into 12 cantos consisting of 18,000 verses where you have stories on the lives of devotees of the Lord. Just like for the last few months we've been reading about Prithu Maharaj. and then you'll go on to discuss about other devotees of the Lord. So we have so many stories to meditate upon. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was a pioneer in spreading Krishna consciousness. So he once started a newspaper in Mayapur, Nadia Prakash. Daily newspaper. In ISKCON also for some time we had that. So daily news. So one businessman came to Bhakti Siddhanta ji and said, Swamiji, you have started daily newspaper, what will you publish? What masala will you have? So Bhakti Siddhanta ji said, if in an ordinary town you can publish two or three newspapers, of course, these days you have like 50 papers. Those days must be two. He said, if in an ordinary city you can publish two, three, four newspapers, why can't you publish unlimitedly about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose glories are always increasing? So we have many subject matters to meditate upon. And if you're systematically studying the Srimad Bhagavatam, then you get exposed to these different subject matters. So here, you're being encouraged to think about Prithu Maharaj. Now, if you're absorbed in thinking and hearing about Prithu Maharaj, you will also automatically get inspired to think about Vishnu, to think about Krishna. Because this is all that Prithu Maharaj thought about. This is all that Prithu Maharaj's whole life was dedicated to, serving the Supreme Lord. So the characteristic of a pure devotee of the Lord is that he is totally absorbed in serving Krishna. This is the characteristic of a devotee of the Lord. So Maitreya Rishi is saying, by hearing about the narrations of King Prithu, or hearing about his glories, one can increase the duration of life, gain promotion to the heavenly planets, and counteract the contamination of the age of Kali. So what is the contamination of the age of Kali? What are the characteristics of the age of Kali? One of the characteristics of Kali Yuga is people are lazy. Spiritually lazy, may not be materially lazy. Spiritually lazy, no interest in spiritual life. Then they are misguided. No understanding about spiritual life. It's funny that in countries like India, you read regularly godmen who get caught, and they get caught because the disciples want to have sexual relationship. So, even in a country like India, where people are supposed to have a higher level of understanding about God, people don't know what is the characteristic of a godman. Godman doesn't mean you only wear on a saffron clothes. It means you have saffron character, pure character. But people don't understand that. So the point is, this is one of the contaminations of the age of Kali. People are misguided. They don't know the qualities of a sadhu. Then they are unfortunate. They are quarrelsome. Jhagrelu. Small things, they are ready to fight, isn't it? So, then in Kali Yuga, religion is declining every day. Truthfulness is declining every day. So, Kale dose nide rajan asti eka mahaguna ketana deva krishna se mukta sangha se panamrajad. Shukadeva Goswami explains, Kali Yuga is an ocean of vice. So this is an ocean of vice. Lord Chaitanya appeared to save people in this dire age. So, in this, the contamination, Kali Yuga is very contaminating. Today sitting at home, next year internet. You can go to nightclubs, you can gamble, you can do horse racing, you can buy stocks, and you can study courses and have darshan of Radha Radhakari. There are many TV channels. I know people in America, they have darshan of Radha Radhakari every day, Radha Madhav every day, Krishna Balaram every day. You know. When I go abroad, I also have darshan of the you can have now on internet Radha Madhav 24-hour program of Mayapur temple. But on the internet, you can also go to nightclubs, pornography, everything. So that is one of the contaminating effects of Kali Yuga, that Maya has become at your doorstep. Maya was always at your doorstep, but now it's very visibly at your doorstep if you want to take advantage of it. Therefore, you need sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha to counteract the appeals of Maya. Say, we want to counteract the contamination of the age of Kali. This verse is recommending, hear about devotees like King Prithu. Hear about the devotees of the Lord. And if your Shravanam and Kirtanam is focused in the right direction, then what will happen? You'll be able to make spiritual progress. So, from all sides, doesn't matter how contaminated you are, hear about the glories of King Prithu. Hear about the glories of the Lord. Hear about the glories of the devotees of the Lord. And you will get purified. So this hearing is very important. Nasta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavat sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhakti bhavati naisthiki. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, by attentive hearing of the Bhagavatam, when you come to the Bhagavatam class, don't think this is a 1 hour extension of your sleep time in the night. 6 hours sleep in the night and 1 hour in the Bhagavatam class. No. If you want to take advantage of the Bhagavatam, with dhyan se suno. Hear the Bhagavatam. Doesn't matter who the speaker is. And if you're hearing it attentively, sometimes I see people sitting on chairs and falling asleep, people here are falling asleep. But if you're hearing attentively, then the Bhagavatam will destroy your material desires. But if you're not hearing attentively, then you'll have trouble. Prabhupada once, devotees asked Prabhupada, how do you preach so enthusiastically? Prabhupada said, I heard my guru very attentively. Others would, some excuse, they would get up and go. But Prabhupada would sit down and hear attentively. So Bhakti Siddhanta ji remarked, this boy hears nicely, so he will one day preach nicely. So if you hear attentively, which is the focus of the scriptures, then you'll also preach nicely. So to summarize the verse, Matsya Rishi is encouraging us to get absorbed in Shravanam and Kirtanam. And because we have been reading about King Prithu, he's encouraging us to hear about the narrations of King Prithu. In other words, if you hear about a pure devotee, you'll think about the pure devotee. And when you're thinking about the pure devotee, there'll be no room for Maya. When there's no room for Maya, then your only desire will be to engage in devotional service. And if on the other hand, you don't think about the devotees of the Lord, don't hear about, then your mind will wander in material activities. So fortunately, we have at our disposal all the ammunition you need for going back to Godhead. We just have to use the ammunition. And if we use the ammunition, and by hearing the Bhagavatam regularly, we'll get the inspiration to hear, to practice. And if you practice, you'll make spiritual progress. So everyone agrees with this? Sure? So you want to hear more attentively? About whom? About King Prithu and other pure devotees. Okay, Hare Krishna. Kal Hindi mein bolenge. Any questions? Yes. Can you speak louder? I can't hear you.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for your wonderful class. My question has two parts. Just wanted to know, King Prithu, we hear that he is the avatar of the Lord. And I just wanted to know, as Mahaprabhu describes different avatars, in which categorical form of avatar he is.
And he is Shakti Vaishavata. There are six broad categories of avatars. Purusha avatar, Leela avatar, Guna avatar, Manvantara avatar, Yuga avatar, and Shakti Vaishavatar. Shakti Vaishavatar further gets divided into two categories, direct and indirect. So Prithu Maharaj is a direct Shakti Vaishavatar. Now Prabhupada said Jesus Christ is also an example of indirect Shakti Vaishavatar. Jesus Christ was empowered by the Lord to fulfill a particular mission. So that is indirect. Prithu Maharaj is direct. Narada Muni is direct.
And another part of it is what...
Another
part of my question was that through different avatars, the Lord want to exhibit different, qualities and modes. So what was the purpose for Lord to appear as, expand as Prithu Maharaj?
Because the purpose was to show how a king should operate. Just like in our Vedic history, you read about King Yudhishthira, Maharaj Sibi, Lord Ram. These were exemplary kings. And because they were exemplary kings, the citizens were so happy, they were prosperous. We'll talk about this tomorrow. So, the Lord appears to establish dharma and to annihilate miscreants. So as Shakta, as the idol king, the Lord establishes dharma and shows us how a king should rule. In the Bhagavatam it is said, if somebody gets elected to a position of power, let's say I bribe all the voters, give them free liquor, and I become an MP or a minister, and I'm using that position to make more money. IPL, this, that, okay. So, I want to make more money. Okay, because there's no limit. I'm still a poor man. I must be 10 times richer than the richest man. This money is going to go with me. So then after death, what happens? Then after death, you go to a planet where you're squeezed through a machine. Like a sugar cane gets squeezed through the machine that you see in the corner, street corner. So this position is reserved for whom? For those who get elected, and then they use their position not to serve the people, but not to serve the Lord, but to serve the people. In the Vedic times there was taxation, but not a penny of the taxation money would be spent for the king or any minister's welfare. It would all be spent 100% for people's welfare. Today it is 90% for the leaders and 10% for the people, if you're lucky. Okay? Okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay. Yes. Last query, we're getting late. Yeah.
Bhagavad Pada Hare Krishna. Yes, in Kali Yuga, material world is infested with sinful activities, 4 sinful activities. Yeah, so when we try to preach Krishna consciousness to a totally new people, new group, is there need to mention about sinful activities, or we simply say you chant Hare Krishna, every auspicious thing will come to you?
Good question. You know, when you preach, you have to try and understand the mind of the person you're preaching to. So it depends upon who you're preaching to. Some people you can tell them sinful activities. Some you can tell them just chant Hare Krishna and slowly they'll get purified, then they'll give up. So it's hard to say, everyone you must say this. You speak according to your judgment of who you're talking to. Isn't it? There's no one standard formula. Yeah, your question? The last question.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. So here in this text mentioned that Sadhva Nitam Anusrabayam. So, and we'll achieve this Chaturanam Karanam Param. This last phase of this text. Sadhva Nitam.
I'm looking for that. Okay, so what's your question?
So how we can develop attention for this Shravan?
Because the more you hear, the faster you'll get purified. And the more purified you get, the more your mind will think of Krishna. You follow? Like says Cheta Darpan Marjanam. Jitna jada aap sunoge, utni jaldi se hirde ki mail niklegi. जितनी जल्दी से हृदय की मैल निकलेगी उतनी आपकी श्रद्धा बढ़ेगी. इट्स ऑल कनेक्टेड.
बट फॉर बिगनिंग स्टेज we are sleepy, we don't have attention for classes. So how
yes, but we cannot be in beginning stage all your life. जब आप छोटे थे आप अंगूठा चूसते थे तो आप अभी 20 साल के होकर अंगूठा चूसते जाओ बोलो हम अभी बच्चे हैं वो काम थोड़ी चलेगा. तो मतलब ये है अभी आप लोग जिंदगी भर तो नहीं कह सकते अभी नींद आती है क्या किया जाए क्या करें हम तो माया के प्रभाव में क्या करें. अभी आप लोगों को जागना पड़ेगा. जीव जागो गौर छंद बोले है ना. ओके हरे कृष्ण. तो आप बोल दो कल भी क्लास होगा. ओके
हरे कृष्ण. तो कल भी ठीक 8 बजे से महाराज का क्लास होगा भागवतम के ऊपर. आप सभी लोग और एक कल प्रवचन हिंदी में होगा तो आप सभी लोग समय पर कल उपस्थित रहिए.
इंग्लिश वाला को ट्रांसलेशन.